So, in order to transcend life or birth and death, 了生死, one must transcend even the present moment, which is still within existence and life itself. To transcend life, we must meditate to realize the cessation of form and mind, Nibbana, which is the unconditioned. As we all know, the moment is the only apparent reality in life. And as real as it can be, it is just a moment, and the very next moment, it is already dead and gone, or no more. And the next moment arises and passes away again and again, hence impermanent, empty, and not so real, or anatta. So how real can it be? How real can life be?
So this one is very important. Huh? Contemplate this, reflect on this, and understand this. Then silence your mind to investigate into it and witness it. Then the understanding becomes very, very profound. It will stay with your nature. Then when you constantly develop the understanding and stability of it, what will happen is, in future when you arise through your bodhisattva or what, this understanding will follow you. What I have told you earlier on is very simple understanding that you can, even now after I explain to you, you will know. In this life, you cannot understand this very clearly with the stability. What do you expect future life or next life when you come? Definitely, you like cash no ball, understand not? You cannot understand. But if you have understood it very clearly and with the faith and the joy, then you make the affirmation to have this understanding or right view, light of the life. Then whenever you arise, this understanding will surface. That's why this life, when I come, this one nobody taught me. But I can understand it. Yeah, I cultivated it before. Yeah. So the last part, understanding life, it is.
1.5, understanding life. So moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? The problem of living being is they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life most of the time. So much so, they totally miss out on life. That is, they are never with the moment to fully live and experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Instead, they only existed through life. They are conscious but hardly mindful or aware. So learn to live life and not to worry about life.
So the last sentence is the most important. Learn to live life and don't worry about life. To worry about life is not living. That is suffering, misery.